We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a little break from football. And actually, our guest here, by the way, powered by BetQL, is John Jansen. He is a very big Michigan football fan, so he's probably a little disgusted about what's going on. But I digress. Former Detroit News Pistons beat writer, now covers the NBA for Yahoo Sports, our buddy Vinny Goodwill. How you doing, Vin?
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. Hopefully I get this right. I look at the Pistons roster right now in Hayes, Bay, Stewart, Grant, Plumlee, Musa, Jackson, Okafor, Wright, Radicevich, out, Brown, Kennard, Wood, Knight, Henson, McRae, Snell, Kyrie Thomas, Bone. I mean, it's unbelievable. I can't remember a roster upheaval in any for any team like this. Can you?
Oh, as far as wholesale change in the span of like days?
Yeah.
I can't recall anything. I think it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah.
If you want to look at it from a certain perspective of a front office coming in, making changes, not wasting any time. I mean, if you think about it, the NBA had been on hiatus since, you know, February. So, you know, I'm not surprised by that, but I am surprised at the swiftness of it, if that makes any sense. You know, Troy Weaver came in. He's not messing around. I don't think he's trying to tank or anything like that. I just think he's looking at the players that he had and the players that he wanted to get, and he didn't mess around. So that, to me, I think that's kind of refreshing.
I don't think he's tanking, but he realizes this is not a playoff team, and who knows what the deal with Blake and D. Rose, either by the time either the season starts or at the trade deadline. I like, you know, Grant, obviously it's a little bit of money. The one that just to me is just head scratching, it's the only one I really bothers me a little bit, is Plumlee. Is the market for him really $8 million a year for $24 million for 3 years?
I don't know if it's, you know, look, the crazy thing about this is almost like silly season, right?
Yeah.
Like when you look at, not necessarily some of the money being thrown around, but it was around the league that I was like, wait a minute, he got that much? And then there was another few set of guys that I was like, dang, that's all he got? So with a guy like Plumlee, you know, I hate to say this, because it's going to sound so stereotypical considering I'm black and you guys aren't.
Yeah.
He's more athletic than you think. it's one of those weird sort of things. I'm not fretting over it. Here's my thing about any type of deal that the Pistons made. Clearly, shorter deals, right? Three-year deals, which effectively mean two-year deals.
Right.
Because that third year is going to be an expiring contract, and expiring contracts are after a few years ago not being really valuable, they're starting to become valuable again. So if you get a guy a couple years to develop or whatever, and assuming the world comes back to where we expect it to be, a $7 or $8 million contract will not be difficult to move if you want to get out from under them. So I don't fret too much over stuff like that. And in free agency, you're always going to pay a little bit more compared to if you're trading for a guy or re-signing a guy. So I wouldn't fret over the small things. Like, I get sort of the hand-wringing over, oh my God, the Pistons had five centers. But clearly, they're making moves on the fly. Like, there's the thing for me, guys, is they didn't trade any future draft picks, like any real future draft picks. Like, I think I saw the Milwaukee Bucks trade like 4 or 5 picks for Jrue Holiday.
Yeah.
Just so they can maybe keep Giannis beyond next year. The Pistons didn't mortgage anything in their future to try to, you know, do anything crazy for right now or, you know, just get out from anybody. So that's the thing for me. And you can take a bite at this. Look at Blake Griffin. If he's healthy, if, you know, he comes back and he's right and everything else, then you'll have a pretty decent market for him. And I wouldn't stress over not trading him yet. Because James Harden wants to trade, Russell Westbrook wants to trade, John Wall wants to trade, and they're still where they are right now. So I think you kind of sit and wait and where the market is and everything else. Like, if there's anything I would tell Pistons fans, it's to relax.
Mm-hmm. Well, assuming that you were impressed with Troy Weaver's moves, what impressed you more, going into the draft with 1 pick and coming out with 4? Or going into free agency and being as active as they have been?
That's a great question, John. I will probably say just the draft itself, because I believe that they wanted Patrick Williams, the guy who went 4th to the Chicago Bulls. And I had heard that their number 2 guy, Killian Hayes, wasn't terribly far behind. So I'm like, okay, you know what, if you wind up getting the guy that you projected to be not far behind your number 1 guy, all right, cool. But to go in there with very little in the way of, you know, movable assets and flip that and turn that into, you know, more picks, another, you know, lottery-style pick in Bay, that's a wing player that can defend, that's an athlete and everything else, and be able to sort of fill up your grocery cart, even if it's not a great draft. It just shows some creativity that's been kind of lacking around that organization for a very long time. And clearly, this guy is pretty well wired around the league to be able to make these type of moves this quickly. Now, granted, once again, we're talking about a team that hadn't been able to make moves since February and since Trey got in there. You know, you know that guys around the league have been talking to each other. That's why you can see all that flurry of activity. But the fact that he wasn't afraid to make moves and afraid to get back into the draft, afraid to get multiple lottery picks, afraid to get even a guy like Josh Jackson, you know, a local kid who was a lottery pick, was a number 4 pick, and you're like, you know what, maybe we'll take a flyer on him and see if he can develop into something in the meantime. So I would say if I was impressed by anything, John, it would be that I was not impressed by that Michigan defense this weekend.
Vinny Goodwill of Yahoo Sports joins us. Yeah, in Troy we trust. The guy's got a track record. I love his creativity. I love the fact that he sees here and says, you know what, we've been in purgatory for so long. Let's try to do something different. What's the deal? What do you think happened with Christian Wood? Did he just not like him? Did Christian Wood not want to stay? Because, yeah, I know he got $14 million, and to throw Plumlee into it, Plumlee got $8 million. There was nothing that they could work out where they could have actually still somehow figured out to get everybody, including Jeremy Grant, which I thought was a great pickup, although a little expensive, but a great pickup.
Well, the thing on Jeremy Grant, you know, look, Denver wanted to pay him that too.
I know. That was a great pickup.
Yeah, and he would have been their 4th best player. Now, granted, when you have a contending team and you're trying to get past the Lakers, you're going to pay the extra tax, right? You know, not necessarily luxury tax, but just tax on a player that maybe you don't view being worth that. But to him, he was worth $20 million. So for the Pistons, I think that was a really good pickup. But I think on Christian Wood, it was partially maybe the track record of, all right, you're starting to blossom with us, but have you played winning? Have you played that basketball in the context of winning? Like I viewed Wood as almost like this wonderful commodity that you're talking about, a big guy that can protect the rim, run the floor, finish, and shoot threes. Like if you're making a big man in today's game, that's kind of the, you know,
right,
kind of the mold of what you wanted to do. But also at the same time, you know, I think in the 10 games that he started, they were like 1-9. So I wouldn't stress too much over losing him. Like, I hope to God, from my days of covering the team, you have no idea how many times I heard the name Chandler Parsons. We drafted Chandler Parsons to trade him, and look at him playing well for this other team. Mm-hmm. Like, guys, please don't do that. Please, please, I beg of you for all that is good. You got enough misery in your sports lives as is. Do not fret over this. The Pistons are not really going to be good next year, and they're not expected to be. If you look at the Eastern Conference, Tony, for the first time in a long time, the Pistons are in a position to have upside because every team in the East is going for it right now. There's about five teams, maybe six, that look at the landscape and say, we have to get to the finals next year. Consequently, you have a couple teams like the Pistons who are like, you know what? We're going to keep our powder over here, and we're going to build. And I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah, I agree. I made the analogy that Troy saw this house, decided to tear it down completely, which everybody agrees with. The question is, the subcontractors that he hired, are they going to be good enough to do it? And that remains to be seen. Real quick around the league, Harden, do you really think he's going to end up in Brooklyn? And is Kyrie okay with it?
I don't think he's going to end up in Brooklyn. And I think that the Brooklyn Nets are very smart in realizing, hey, let's just put this is who we're trying to trade so everybody else can come with a better offer. I think they're fine with the players they got. And to be honest, it would be a three-ring circus with those three guys, let alone it's a three-ring circus with Kyrie by himself,
right,
who probably has conversations with himself that make him three different people in one. So, I wouldn't count on that happening.
All right. Vinny, thanks as always. We appreciate it. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, guys. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks. Vinny Goodwill of Yahoo Sports, powered by QL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.